next on the 5 o'clock report.
There's no real strategy that one can see from President Putin.
People is angry and want to defend our families.
I have flu patients in the hospital right now.
It's the economy against abortion.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. President Biden among those condemning Russian missile strikes on Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine. In a statement, Biden said targets that served no military purpose were destroyed. The president also vowed to hold Russia accountable for its war crimes and restated the U.S. commitment to support Ukraine's effort to defend itself. So what's Putin's plan? Beats me, says former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
He is really responding to all of these problems, these disasters on the military side with this terrorist attack. So there's no real strategy that one can see from President Putin.
However, CBS's Beth Noble says there is an unmistakable message in Putin's madness.
The Russian message with this round of attacks is that winter is coming and that Russia is going to do everything in its power to make sure that Ukrainians suffer.
Whatever the plan or purpose, the mayor of Kyiv says Ukrainians have had it.
People is angry and want to defend our house. Defend our families, our children.
Ukrainian defense officials say Russia fired more than 80 missiles and that air defenses stopped over half of them. Also today, Russian-speaking hackers claiming responsibility for problems on the websites of some of America's largest airports. CNN says Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta and LAX in Los Angeles among those targets. They're still slogging through the rubble in South Florida. More than 1,100 Hurricane Ian victims have been rescued in Lee County, Florida alone. However, officials in the county that's home to Fort Myers are still investigating nearly 700 well-being checks.
The areas most affected by the storm are very seasonal. My detectives are working around the clock to determine were they in this area when the storm hit, and we're working with family members and friends.
Sheriff Carmine Marcino says divers have searched 123 boats and 23 cars that have sunk in a harbor there, but thankfully none of them had any victims inside. As for electric power, Florida Power and Light has restored electricity to 99% of customers who can receive it. A hurricane warning of sorts up for the U.S. economy. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon warning of a recession in 6 to 9 months. The head of one of the nation's largest investment banks told CNBC he sees multiple factors pushing the U.S. into a recession. Specifically, he says inflation, rising interest rates, and the war between Russia and Ukraine. They handed out the Nobel Prize in Economics today to a trio of Americans.
Former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke shares the Nobel Prize for Economics with the University of Chicago's Douglas Diamond and Washington University's Philip Dybvig.
They obtained the prize for research on banks and financial crises.
Bernanke is now with the Washington-based think tank, the Brookings Institution. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Politics now. The midterms are closing fast. CBS's Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, says a handful of races are going to decide a lot.
Wisconsin and Arizona are two Senate races out of, I think, five that will ultimately determine control of the chamber. They're both close for reasons that are across all of these races, and that is it's the economy against abortion.
Election day now just 4 weeks away. Authorities have been alerted to the possible arrival of a flight of migrants on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. Airport officials notified police about a chartered flight scheduled to arrive tomorrow. The warning comes as a plane carrying migrants from Florida arrived on Martha's Vineyard nearly a month ago. Experts are predicting a long, hard flu season. As if we needed that, Dr. Celine Gounder tells CBS Mornings.
I have flu patients in the hospital right now. So we are seeing flu transmission in the community. It's just getting started. So don't wait. Get your flu shot now.
A recent survey found only about half of needle-weary Americans plan to get a flu shot this season. The other half masks only. World Mental Health Day also being observed today. The goal to raise awareness about mental health issues faced by millions and also lessen the stigma of dealing with those issues. A new attack on traditional marriage.
Pro-family advocates and evangelical leaders are blasting a New York City judge for ruling that polyamorous groupings should be treated the same as traditional marriages. The decision found that, quote, the time has arrived for group marriage to be accepted by America. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins tells the Washington Stand, the reality is once a nation rejects God's design, basic biology, and thousands of years of human history, there are no boundaries.
Michael Harrington reporting. The trial beginning today of Air France and Airbus for involuntary manslaughter. This over a crash in 2009, which killed all 228 people aboard the flight. This German man lost his daughter and her fiancé in that crash.
We are here because justice is not done.
He believes the manufacturer could and should have done more to ensure the safety of that plane. And longtime AFC West rivals clash on Monday Night Football tonight as the Las Vegas Raiders head to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. The Raiders are feeling good after their first win of the season last Sunday over Denver. The Chiefs are 3-1. They face a key matchup with the Buffalo Bills in Kansas City next weekend. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a dynamite blast leaves several injured in Pennsylvania, an update on the status of New York's embattled gun law, and the annual controversy over Columbus Day.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, a few evening clouds, especially in central New York, but turning out clear, moonlit, cool. Low temps, 30s and low 40s, a little fog in the valleys late. But tomorrow, lots of sunshine, warmer than it's been. High temperatures, mid-60s to low 70s. Wednesday, warm, sunshine followed by increasing clouds. Maybe a late day shower in western New York, and high temps, mid-60s to the lower 70s.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Now checking the stories, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Several injured today following an explosion in Schuylkill County, PA.
Mark, a dynamite truck exploded at a quarry in Joliet, west of Pottsville, PA, near Interstate 81, wounding at least five people. One of those was taken to the hospital by helicopter. Schuylkill County Emergency Dispatch confirming the incident happened at Summit Quarry this morning. We'll keep you updated as we learn more about the cause and the condition of those injured. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Pennsylvania State Representative Tony DeLuca is dead at age 85. The longest-serving member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives passed away at his home on Sunday. The Democrat served in the State House for 39 years and worked to improve access for the state's children health insurance program and other programs for uninsured Pennsylvanians. A news release from DeLuca's office says he had lymphoma. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Mehmet Oz seems to be gaining on his Democratic opponent.
The latest Fox News poll shows a full 83% of Republicans now support Oz. Fetterman, who had been leading by 11%, now enjoys an edge of just 4%. The Cook Political Report last week moved the Pennsylvania race out of the lean Democrat column into the toss-up category. For the GOP, concerns linger over the Trump-supported Oz's ability to draw Republicans. Many analysts blame Fetterman's decline on worries about his fitness due to a debilitating stroke and his far-left views on crime and law enforcement.
That's Bob Agnew reporting there. A state senator is proposing a bill that would take unpaid toll fees out of the state tax returns and lottery prizes of the scofflaws. State Senator Lisa Boscola says the state's trying to recoup more than $155 million in uncollected tolls. The state currently uses collection agencies to pursue toll cheats and works with PennDOT to suspend vehicle registrations. Now to New York. Folks celebrating Italian heritage in downtown Syracuse today with a wreath-laying ceremony at Columbus Circle. Yet the city of Syracuse has decided to move forward with plans to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus. Rick Nuzzo tells News 5.
This is part of our heritage, and I don't agree what they're trying to do. I'm against it, I've been against it, and I'll come every year to stand by it.
Correspondent Vanessa Rizzitano.
An Onondaga County Supreme Court judge argued the city had no right to remove the statue. Just recently, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh said in a statement, while there will be an appeal filed next month, it is not expected to even be heard until next year.
Attendees calling for even more statues in the Salt City, including markers honoring indigenous peoples. Well, check your cupboard. Aldi has announced a recall of two products due to concerns that they may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The grocery store chain says the recall involves earth-grown vegan traditional falafel and garlic and herb falafel that is manufactured by Cuisine Innovations Unlimited, LLC. It was sold in several states, including New York. The products have already been removed from store shelves. If you did happen to purchase one, don't eat it, and you can return it to the store for a full refund. The investigation continues into what caused a weekend plane crash at the Great Sacandaga Lake in Fulton County. Officials say the small aircraft went down yesterday near the Northampton Beach Public Campground. The Daily Gazette reports there were three people on board at the time and that one was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. No further information available on the crash or the victim's conditions. State officials continue to take their best shot at convincing you to get a shot or two.
Starting Monday, the state of New York is launching a campaign urging encouraging residents to get the flu and the updated COVID-19 booster shots.
We need to prepare for both flu and COVID this fall and winter.
Officials say the ads will run in both English and Spanish. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett is urging all New Yorkers to protect themselves and their family and friends by getting a flu vaccine as soon as possible. In addition, the COVID-19 booster can also be administered at the same time as the flu shot. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And as health facilities scramble to find nurses, Niagara Falls Medical Center is offering a sign-on bonus. Hospital leaders say registered nurses can get up to $25,000 for coming on board. Niagara Falls Medical Center will host an on-the-spot hiring event for RNs on October 25th at Antonio's Banquet and Conference Center. Nurses needed in several departments there, including intensive care, behavioral health, and the ER. Your nightly market report is up next. It's brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
The major indexes began the week by extending their losing streak to 4 days today, with the NASDAQ hitting a new 52-week low. Computer chip stocks saw the biggest losses on news that the Biden administration will look to further restrict exports to China. The vice chair of the Federal Reserve making remarks that the Fed is aware of the risks of further rate hikes, which some are interpreting as a potential change in tone. This week also kicks off third quarter earnings season, with airlines and big banks releasing numbers over the coming days. Oil moving lower, closing near $91 a barrel today. The Dow lost 93 points today. The S&P 500 fell 27 and the NASDAQ dropped 110. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
It sounds better to say 42% of Americans don't live paycheck to paycheck than to say 58% of Americans do live that way. But that's the case. I am Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. With inflation, our money shrinks, and having more money isn't always the answer. How do we know? Because a survey showed that those making even $250,000 a year have financial troubles. And 30% of those high-income earners spend everything they make. What's the answer? Living below your means, no matter how much you earn, so you can save something, cutting back when you have to, and not spending as much or more than you earn. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, get on a budget now to break the cycle. I know you can do it, because with God, all things are possible. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
All righty, and coming up on the 5 o'clock report, happy Thanksgiving, Canadian style.
What are you going to do on Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown?
My mother and dad and Sally and I are all going over to my grandmother's for dinner.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The next couple of days look warmer. This will be the result of increasing amounts of sunshine under friendly high pressure, but won't last. The call for tonight, a few evening clouds, especially in central New York, but turning out clear, moonlit, cool. Low temps, 30s and low 40s, a little fog in the valleys late. But tomorrow, lots of sunshine, warmer than it's been. High temperatures, mid-60s to low 70s. Wednesday, warm, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, maybe a late day shower in western New York, and high temps, mid-60s to the lower 70s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, eh? In America, Thanksgiving Day, of course, is next month, but in Canada, it's today, and theirs apparently predates ours. They say in 1578, English explorer Martin Frobisher and his crew gave thanks and held communion at Frobisher Bay in present-day Nunavut, dining on salt beef, biscuits, and mushy peas to give thanks for their safe arrival. Canadians have adopted some American traditions over the years, such as turkey, squash, and pumpkin. Canada began celebrating Thanksgiving as a national holiday in early November 1879. They eventually shifted to the second Monday in October every year to coincide with the typical end of the harvest season. Most Canadians see it as the true start of autumn and spend it raking leaves, closing up their cottages, and dining with family and friends. A Canadian Parliament declaration called it, quoting here, a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed. Hopefully most Canadians were able to take off today. That's the world we live in for Monday, October 10th, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.